Let's jump on over to that Diamond Factory ticket hotline and welcome in. We've been calling him the hot dogger. He is the driver for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It is Sam Dalot joining us. Good morning to you, Sam. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for jumping in with us, man. This is really cool.
So where does the... Where's the Wienermobile have you right now?
So I'm currently in Madison, Wisconsin with the big dog.
The big dog.
Okay, so I saw a story as we were researching this, and they changed the name to Frankmobile for a while. Did you know that that wasn't going to work, that they were going to flip it back to Wienermobile?
I think the same reaction a lot of people did, and, you know, I'm really glad Frankmobile didn't cut the mustard and we're back to Wienermobile.
So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been on the hot dog highways now for about 8 months. Being a hot dogger is a year-long gig. And so for the first 6 months, I was actually down south. So I got to visit DFW, where I'm from. And now I'm cruising across the Midwest.
And what do you accomplish as you drive around in the Wienermobile? What's the goal?
Oh, man. I mean, besides, you know, making sure everyone relishes their time with an American icon, you get to hear those I Remember When stories. The Wienermobile has been around for 88 years, and you get to, you know, make memories for people that have never seen it before or hear stories for people that have been seeing it their whole life. But the goal of the Wienermobile is to make people smile.
So are you in a different town every day, or is it you spend a couple of days there? How does that work with the schedule of where you're going?
Yeah. So there are six Wienermobiles across the country, and each one's assigned a region. And so within that region, we average a different city every week. And so the hot dogger kind of lifestyle is Mondays you'll drive to a new city. You actually get Tuesdays and Wednesdays off, so you get to explore, you know, the cities that you're in and you know, go try local food, go to sporting events, which is a lot of fun. I was able to go to the Timberwolves game actually two nights ago. That's in cool. Minneapolis. Or I guess I should call it the Mavericks game.
That's right.
But then we do events Thursday through Sunday, and those events can be, you know, as extravagant as a wedding, or, you know, you're in front of a grocery store for a couple hours. But the Wienermobile is actually free to request, and so, you know, we can go to birthdays, weddings, festivals, car shows, you know, all kinds of events, and you can go on to OscarMayer.com and see if the Wienermobile can come to you guys.
We're speaking with Sam Dalot, a hot dogger. Right now he's in Madison, Wisconsin, in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. So, Sam, when you go out and you're doing these events, is it just about the truck, or are you just, you know, are you loading hot dogs in a cannon and shooting them out to the crowd?
I mean, that's a great idea. I'll definitely pass that up the chain there. But, yeah, so we're at these events, and, you know, we'll be handing out sometimes some coupons for bacon, or some other, you know, goodies kind of with what's going on. But I know a big part about visiting the Wienermobile is you go home with what's called a Wiener whistle. And it's just a little whistle that's shaped like the Wienermobile, and it can actually play the Oscar Mayer jingle on it. If you guys are familiar, the, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. And I did not know that prior to starting this job, so I did have to learn that.
A weenie whistle, I told you. It was in the Santa Claus movie.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know they were playing the tune by itself. I thought maybe you'd have to blow the tune yourself.
So, Sam, how did you get this? How did you decide, I want to be a hot dogger and spend a year of my life driving a Wienermobile?
Sure. Well, I definitely worked my buns off, guys. The Wienermobile position is pretty competitive for my class. We had about 2,000 applicants, and 12 ended up cutting the mustard there. But I learned about it when I was in college, and I just fell in love with the mission that you get to travel across the country and make people smile and, you know, really get to make an impact, too. You know, you get to make memories for, you know, I've met some people that have, you know, over 100 years old and have never seen the Wienermobile before. And then the youngest person I met, I think, was 3 weeks old. So shout out Beefy Bowie for coming and seeing the big dog.
Sam Dalot with us. He's a hot dogger. Okay, so you, how long do you keep the job? Is it just a year and then you have to reapply, or do you get to keep it until you say, I'm going to retire a hot dogger?
Yeah. So it's a year-long gig. We go from June to June. And so we travel about 48 weeks out of the year.
Wow.
So you're really on the road, you know, full time. driving around a Lamborghini, I know I like to call it. And, yeah, so you only do it for a year. So coming up here in June, I'll become expired meat, and you can actually never drive the Wienermobile again.
Oh, that's it.
Just turn the key then. Wow. That's it, yeah.
So I saw a little video, I guess, maybe from this week when you guys are up there. So you've got a girl that drives around with you, and I guess is she also a hot dogger, and you both share the responsibility?
That's right, that's right. So each vehicle is driven by two hot doggers, and we all have hot dogger names. So I'm Hammy Sammy, and my partner is Sammer Sausage. And I think I'm talking to Mustard Matt and Dijon Donovan.
I like that.
Right. Yes. Okay.
So is this like, did you know her before, or did you just get paired together and you meet this random stranger like, hey, I'm going to spend a year of my life with you?
Yeah. So for the first 6 months, you're with one partner. So I spent my time in the Sizzling South with Chili Cheese MC. And now I'm in the Midwest with Sammer. And so, yeah, like our coordinators, you know, have this, you know, long conversation, and they want to put together people with complementary skill sets. And so, yeah, you really do get to spend 6 months of your life with a complete stranger. And that's a lot of fun to like get to know them and how they work. And, you know, at the end of the day, make a lot of people smile.
So you said you hear a lot of stories about people coming up through the Wienermobile. What's one memorable story that you've been told or you remember that you can share with us?
So many people just, you know, remember seeing it growing up. I think for me, there's the 1952 Wienermobile is on display at the Henry Ford Museum up in Detroit. And like, I met this older gentleman who had like grown up seeing it in Southern California. And then it found his way to like follow him kind of through his life. And so at different points, he would run into it, and it was always just this like memorable experience. And so to kind of go through history with someone that is, you know, the giant hot dogs, a big part of their life, I thought was really, really special for sure.
Do you get any interaction with women that are like all into, man, you're the driver of this iconic thing? I mean, is that kind of like a deal at all?
Well, there have been more people have been to space than have driven Wienermobiles.
Wow.
So it is pretty exciting to be part of kind of that select group. But I think at the end of the day, people are just excited to see it. And, you know, some people come up to me like, oh, like you're such a big celebrity. And we always like to say, like, you know, the vehicle is, we're just the people that get it from point A to point B.
And no one's walked up to you being like a sauerkraut, have they?
You know, put the invasion on the board.
I had to get one. You can't make all the hot dog jokes and not let me throw one out.
Come on.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's how I'm done. Yeah. I don't have anything else. I made it.
Glad you mustered it up.
Don't try to come back for
Sam,
one.
Is it hard to drive? I mean, is it really long? Did you have to train for this?
Yeah. So we have 2 weeks in June called Hot Dog High, and that's where we get our dog grease and all things Wienermobile. So the actual Wienermobile is 27 feet long or 60 hot dogs long. And we go to a closed course up in the Madison area, actually, and work with retired police officers on navigating through like an obstacle course in the Wienermobile. So we get trained on how to back it up and take turns and really be ready to navigate any situation. And now that I've been doing it for about 8 months, I can confidently say I can drive the Wienermobile, you know, and get it across the country.
Do they put a big bun out there to see if you can parallel park into it or something like that?
That's the airbags. Some phones out there. That's right. That's right.
I mean, do you get free hot dogs for life, or is it just literally once you do this, you're just done with Oscar Mayer forever?
Yeah. You know, sometimes they'll help people transition into kind of different roles with the brand. You know, a lot of what we do is like PR and marketing and social media. And so they do have opportunities, you know, to stay with the brand. You know, and sometimes that is for people. And we've had alumni go on to do some really exciting things in like news broadcasting and sports marketing.
Nice.
So it definitely opens a lot of doors. And I think hot dogger on a resume is definitely one way to stand out.
So how many more months do you have left, Sam?
I've got about 4 left on the hot dog highways, and I'm trying to relish every moment.
Okay, so what's next after the hot dog adventure is over?
Sure. So I actually accepted the job down in Austin, nice. Kind of on the opposite side of hot dogging. I'll be doing software consulting, which is kind of what I got a degree in computer engineering and just fell in love with a giant hot dog and figured I'd try that out for a year.
That'll work well down in Austin when you approach the ladies on 6th Street and be like, hey, I drive the Wienermobile.
Yeah, hot dogger here.
Yeah, there you go.
Buy me a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Sam, it's been a pleasure, man. We heard that you were probably the nicest guy in the whole wide world, and you proved that person right, and that person is Tyler. So thank you so much for your time. Man, have a great time traveling in the next 4 months with the Wienermobile, and I hope every story comes back positive about, you know, hot dogs and Wienermobiles and all that good stuff.
Much, guys, and I hope we can catch up sometime soon.
He had to go out with the three. That's the three at the end of the half.
There we go.
Sam DeLotte, an official hot dog.
God, that is wild, man.
I didn't think you could make that many puns with hot dogs, and he
every
did
answer.
It.
Every
he
one.
Did it. Man. Tyler, that was great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He stole my ketchup pun that I was going to throw on here.
You got to hop in and get it first. He's an expert. He's been doing this for like 8 months.